This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day, the tafsir of Juz Amma, and we're at surah number 88, which is Surah Al-Ghashiyah, which is about the overwhelming day. Al-Ghashiyah is the day where everyone will be overwhelmed, subhanAllah. And it's about the Day of Judgment. Now, this surah has two very important themes. This surah, of course, is attached to the previous surah, which is Surah Al-A'la. And Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la and Surah Al-Ghashiyah were recited by the Prophet ﷺ often every Jumu'ah, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, and especially on the days of Eid, in the first rak'ah, Surah Al-A'la, second rak'ah, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, because they are to be recited to congregations of people. Their themes are very important for everyone that is surrounding to pay attention to them. They're something that every person, every human being, and every Muslim needs to think about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Has news come to you? Has the narration and the understanding of the grandeur and the importance of the overwhelming day, Al-Ghashiyah, one of the days of the day, names of the Day of Judgment, days of resurrection, has it been told to you, and have you shared it to others? Explain it, explain to your people, it's important. On that day, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ. On that day, there will be faces that will be cast down in humility. Milatun Nasiba, they will be in a state of fear, in a state of labored pain. There will be those who are humbled and disgraced. Their eyes will be downcast. Tasla Naran Hamia, because they will be facing and knowing and seeing the hot blazing fire that awaits them. Tusqa min aynin aynin. And Allah begins to talk about the food of the people of hell, the drink of the people of hell, that they will have a sustenance that doesn't sustain them, but it is a source of punishment. تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٍ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. Their food will be like a poisonous plant, a thorny plant that they consume. لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. It will neither nourish them nor quench their hunger or thirst. And therefore, the purpose of food is two things. One is, of course, energy. The other is enjoyment. So Allah says, neither will it give them energy and sustenance and power, nor will they have any enjoyment in it. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ. Contrary to them, juxtaposed to them, opposite to them, will be faces that have ni'mah, the countenance of blessing and joy upon them. لِسَعْيَهَا رَاضِيَةً. They will be glad on that day. Their faces will be brightened on that day and happy and delighted because of what they have put forward in the life that now they begin to reap its harvest. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةً. They will be in the highest levels in the lofty places of paradise. لَا تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا لاغية. No vain talk, no harmful speech, no insulting words, no falsehood will be spoken to them. It will be a climate where everyone is content with their space and time. And the word it comes from the concept of lagh, which is dirty word, false word, evil word, lying, cheating, gossip, and so on. Backbiting, snickering, all of these kind of things are exempt. فيها عين جارية. In juxtaposed to the food and the consumption of the people of hell, the people of Jannah will also be given sustenance. It'll have a running spring. فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. Their thrones will be raised high. Their cups will be set at hand. They will be given cushions to recline upon. And they will be on rich brocades and carpets all spread out for them. They will be in a place of luxury and delight. Why is this? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْرِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Because these are the people who want to achieve this success. Tell your people now that they can achieve it by looking to that which surrounds them and understanding that the one who's created this earth with its beauty has prepared something even greater in the next life. So Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْرِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Tell them first, look at the camels. And subhanAllah, the camels are an amazing thing. Even the blood cells of camels are a different shape to other blood cells of other animals. The blood cells of camels have a more oval shape, and it allows them to sustain greater days of drought and thirst than the blood cells you and I and other animals have. It's one of their amazing features. They're able to chew and they're able to walk. They've been so created with such an adaptive spirit. Their eyelashes are different. Their eye lenses are different. Their hooves are different. Everything about them, Allah says, look to the camels and see how they're created. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كيف رفعت, and look at the heavens and consider how it was raised. You know that your atmosphere is raised in perfect harmony, that the oxygen hasn't, for example, for us, those of us who know a little bit about science, hasn't dissipated, unlike other nearby planets. Unlike the moon, for example, it doesn't retain the oxygen, doesn't retain the levels of gases that are needed to sustain life. And therefore, the search of humanity in all these different parts of the universe for signs of life is really in that way. So Allah says, look out into the heavens. And we follow that command by seeking to explore how it was raised. Look at the differentiation and the ozone layer that protects and all of these different things that we worry about. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And look at the mountains. Have they been rooted into the earth and fixed firm, and how they've come into being, and the subduction zones and plate tectonics and all that is surrounding that. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. You look at the mountains that have ascended, but look also to the earth, how it's been outspread for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, Allah speaks of this, you know, in wonderful, wonderful ways. The camels that you ride upon the earth, the sky that is above your head, the mountains that face you and surround you, and the earth that is beneath you, that you are not aware of the bounties that it hides. And it's almost as if Allah is saying, if you only knew what was beneath you and the economy that is set from the resources that have come down from the heavens and from the earth, you would understand who is truly in control, which is Allah the Almighty. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Ya Muhammad, I've sent you, and this is the second great theme of the surah, that you, Ya Muhammad, are nothing more than a warner, a messenger. You're delivering a message on my behalf. You are relevant to them on account of your relevance to me. So remind them, Ya Muhammad, you are the only one who has been sent to remind them. You're the last of the messengers. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. You are not to be a dictator over them. You are not one who is seeking سَيْطَرَ and just to overwhelm them and responsible for their rights and wrongs. You are there to preach the truth and call the truth. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. The one who wishes to believe can come to faith, and the one who wishes to turn away from it, that is going to be their prerogative and their choice, but call them to the truth. إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى وَكَفَرْ. And the one who turns away from the truth, except those who turn away and recoil in disbelief, فَيَعْذِبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرُ. You will see that Allah will punish them the greatest of punishments. May Allah protect us from this. إِنَّا إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ. Of the greatest reminders that the Prophet was sent to remind us with is, eventually all of you will return to me. May Allah protect us on the day that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day we are resurrected. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. And remind them, Ya Muhammad, that surely their reckoning will only be with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the reckoning of Allah when others are questioned and held to account, that our reckoning is yasir. Allahumma ameen. This has been a daily tafsir, an insert into Surah Al-Ghashiyah, the 88th chapter of the Qur'an, with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. I hope you join me for upcoming titles and episodes, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.